And I'll never forget this moment because I sat there with my team and, you know, the monkey voice was kind of saying, get rid of them, get rid of them. This is what we do, make a decision. The inner voice was saying, no, that's not right. Like, this is not the right thing to do. And so probably the first time early in my career, I just said to my leadership team, like, I don't know what that answer is. And I could feel like the whole room looking at me like, did you just say you don't know? And I could feel the monkey like jumping up and down on the table. Like, what did you just say?
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Mike Smirklow. He's an entrepreneur, investor, and business leader driven by the desire to turn ideas into reality. He is the co-founder and managing director of Next Coast Ventures, which has backed more than 40 companies across two funds, where he champions a new generation of entrepreneurs building disruptive companies in big markets. Visit MikeSmirklow.com to read his blog and learn more about what he does. Despite all of these accomplishments, he also pretended to be someone else because of the voice in his head. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I wanted to say thank you for all the ways you offer support, whether that's leaving a review, sharing the show with a friend or family member, or going and supporting me directly on Patreon. That's a huge help. It takes a lot of money, time, and energy to make this show happen. So you can go to patreon.com/AlexWilliams. Remember, Williams is W-I-L-L-I-A-M-N-S. That's patreon.com/AlexWilliams. Or just click the first link in the show notes and it'll take you right there. Enjoy the show. Mike Smirklow, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Absolutely.
All right. So let's get into this one. You struggled with what to do with the voice inside your head. I think this is something we can all relate to. We all have that voice in the back of our heads telling us what to do or what not to do. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad. Do you want to tell us about your journey here?
Yeah. So I think it's important for a little bit of context. I came from a very humble beginnings in terms of I grew up in a situation in Toledo, Ohio, where I was the first person in my family ever to go to college. I grew up with a lot of failed marriages, a lot of disease, a lot of alcoholism, and just kind of a general, very blue collar at best background. And I give that as context, not as a woe is me, but when I moved out to the world, when I went to college, and then when I began my career professionally, and then eventually moved into entrepreneurship, I always found this voice inside my head pulling me back to where I was. And I think in terms of the broken bulbs, if you will, was always struggling with whether it be imposter syndrome or am I good enough or am I doing the right things? Largely, I would say because of a lack of role models early on. And so I did a lot of reprogramming of my mind and things like that. But the voice inside my head, and I wrote this book called Mr. Monkey and Me, has been about this voice in my mind. It manifests itself as in fear, uncertainty, and doubt. I think everyone has this voice, it shows up differently. But in my case, that's what it was. And it's been a lifelong battle, still going on to this very day. I like to think that before this podcast, or in this podcast, this monkey's still jumping around right over here and saying, no one's going to listen to this stupid to you. Alex is awesome, Mike, but you're going to sound like a moron. And so it's a voice inside your head that, still struggling with it. But I wrote the book to try and at least bring it to life because I think it's a pretty common thing that people struggle with.
Yeah, absolutely. It's common. Like I said at the beginning, we all deal with this voice inside our head and figuring out what to do with it. Do you have any examples where you decided to listen to the voice and something went terribly wrong?
Oh, well, how long is the podcast, Alex? I mean, I think I could fill, Joe Rogan style 3 hours of that. But yeah, I do. And I mean, I think early on, especially when I was first an entrepreneur, I can remember specifically trying to play the part, if you will. Like I had this idea in my mind. I had a couple of role models in my mind of what a entrepreneur or CEO did. And in my case, that manifests itself as an alpha male. Like I thought I had to have all the answers and be super tough. And I'd chew tobacco in meetings, as weird as that sounds. This is a long time ago. But, I'd show up and like, okay, I've got to be in the meeting and just know what's going on, that guy. And what I found, and you know, the monkey was kind of there saying, yeah, that's what you should do, right? You should never show weakness. And I think that worked for a little while, but then two things happened in terms of the broken bulb moment is one, it was stinking hard to keep up that act. Like I literally was like exhausted. And then two, I don't think I was getting the most out of myself or the leaders around me, because I think people could pick up on that. Eventually it was like, wait a minute, is this really how you feel? And I can remember one real moment where we had an employee that had been with the company for quite a bit of time. And we were doing our first time we really brought in performance reviews into the company. And this guy had been the heart and soul of the company, but he was a jack of all trades, master of none. And so when we did this, like, should we promote him? Should we not promote him? The kind of the formulaic answer was we should let him go because he was, you know, not going to dominate or be really good at one function. And I'll never forget this moment because I sat there with my team and, you know, the monkey voice was kind of saying, no, get rid of him, you know, get rid of him. This is what we do, you know, make a decision. And the inner voice was saying, no, that's not right. Like, this is not the right thing to do. And so probably the first time early in my career, I just said to my leadership team, like, I don't know what that answer is. And I could feel like the whole room looking at me like, did you just say you don't know? And I could feel the monkey like jumping up and down on the table. Like, what did you just say? You just said you don't know. Are you crazy? And that was a really good example where I forced myself to fight through it and not listen to this really dumb voice in my head and came to a really robust and a great answer. And that individual, we ended up finding a great role for him. He stayed with the company for a long, long time and was massively productive. So that's one example of a gazillion where I really had to fight through the voice.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like the way that it turned out for everybody involved, obviously. What sort of advice would you give people when they're dealing with this Mr. Monkey in their head or Miss Monkey in their head? What sort of advice would you give to them to kind of wade through what's going to be good for them, what's going to be bad for them, when to listen, when not to listen? What would you say?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I think first and foremost is, and it took me a long time, was to, and why actually, so the book was a byproduct of my own internal debate. Like I actually had to personify this thing. In my case, I found making it a big, like silverback, you know, beast of a beast thing helped me visualize it and personify it. But I think first and foremost is acknowledging that there's always a voice inside your head. And then secondly, the manifestation of that voice can be many things. I mentioned what mine was, but you know, it can force you to procrastinate. It can force you to set smaller goals than you otherwise might. And so I think the first thing is acknowledge that everyone has the voice. Two, acknowledge that the voice can be, you know, in some ways can push you to good and sometimes can be detracting. And then at least for my case, just put in the damn beast. And by the way, the beast is gender neutral. It's the ultimate pronoun. It could be he, she, it, whatever. And it doesn't have to be a monkey, obviously. But I think for me, at least, my advice is to A, acknowledge it's there, B, to recognize what it is and what it isn't, and then start to have a conversation with this mystical or imaginary beast to say, you know, where are you helping me? Where are you hurting me? And how do I want to address this going forward? And that's a lot of what the book's about.
I love that. Yeah, there's a lot of honesty involved, a lot of self-reflection and conversation with this monkey or beast or whatever it is inside your head. I really like that. And as another note, this episode is coming out at the tail end of 2021 in December, and the New Year's coming up. Maybe as like a quick actionable thing that people can do for the New Year as they're thinking about maybe their New Year's resolutions and their plans for the New Year, what's something small people can start doing today?
Yeah, well, I think, and again, I'm my day job is helping entrepreneurs. That's what I'm passionate about. But I think self-awareness, you know, I think it's funny when you think about New Year's and you think about goals. And I think a lot of it, if you can go one step back earlier and think about self-awareness, what are you good at? What are you not good at? What do you like to do? Where do you get your motivation from? Where are you your best self? It doesn't have to always be about improvement, but where's your highest energy level? Where are you best self? Where are you low energy? Where are you not your best self? I think if you kind of go one step back, that probably is more enhancing or enlightening to what you want to then, you know, move forward on versus, hey, I'm going to try and lose, you know, stop eating sugar and lose 4 pounds or whatever you're, you know, the kind of getting to the why, and really being, have an honest conversation with yourself, which is really, it's hard to do. And it's kind of a dark place to go, but I tend to, the more I do that, it helps me with goal setting and kind of forward planning.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That's great advice for the new year. Of course, at the end of every episode, I like to hear what's working for you now. Of course, you are having these conversations. Like you said, it's an ongoing thing. Do you want to tell us what you're working on and where we can find your work?
Yeah, well, what's working for me now is a lot of the things I talk about in the book. So there's a lot of very tactical. It's not a book about Mike Smirklo. That would be a short blog post. It's actually a book about the mental aspect of entrepreneurship. A lot of my musings and writings can be found under my name, website, Mike Smirklo, smerklo.com. That's my handle on all social, or Insta and Facebook and LinkedIn. So that's where you can find me. But what I really find is helping entrepreneurs continuing to explore this mental aspect and trying to share some of my learnings and a lot of my mistakes with the world gives me a ton of energy.
Fantastic. And I'm going to have links to that and all the rest of your work down in the show notes. And with that, I just want to say thank you very much, Mike, for joining me.
Thanks, Alex. It was a pleasure.
And thank you for listening. Learn what to do with the voice in your head. Special thank you to Mike Smirklo for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, which, as always, I've linked down in the show notes. And if you want to offer support beyond leaving a review and sharing the show, please visit Patreon via the first link in the show note. As a thank you for your support, you'll get a postcard from me wherever I am to wherever you are. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.